This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission has taken the extraordinary step of cancelling the entire voting process in the Phalta Assembly constituency of South 24 Parganas district in West Bengal. Fresh polling will be held on the 21st of this month across all 285 polling stations, including auxiliary booths. Counting of votes will be held on the 24th of May. Counting of votes for assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be taken up tomorrow morning. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 counting personnel will be deployed for counting duty, supported by 4,624 micro observers. Our correspondent reports that 234 counting observers, one for each assembly constituency, will oversee the proceedings and ensure strict adherence to extant instructions of the commission. In West Bengal, election officials said that all arrangements are in place at 77 counting centres across the state, with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described Operation Sindoor as a reflection of the government's unwavering resolve to eliminate terrorism through decisive action. He also said the unmatched valour of the armed forces during the operation has marked it as a golden chapter in India's military history. Mr. Singh made the remarks while addressing an event named Shaurya, organised in New Delhi yesterday, in the run-up to the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor.
Valor is not merely physical strength or skill in warfare. It is a resolute state of mind where before love for the nation, all comforts, attachments and fears become insignificant. Valor is that divine spirit in which a soldier rises above the bonds of affection for parents, spouse and children and pledges to protect the motherland.
India launched Operation Sindoor on 7th of May last year in response to the 22nd April Pahalgam terror attack. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test or NEET UG for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held today. The examination will begin at 2 in the afternoon and will conclude by 5 p.m. According to NEET's information bulletin, last entry to the exam centre will be allowed till 1:30 p.m. The agency has issued specific guidelines for the candidates. Along with their admit cards, candidates are required to carry one original photo identity proof such as a voter ID, Aadhaar card or ration card. Meanwhile, Indian students in UAE are appearing for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test or NEET UG 2026 today as well, with examination centres open in both Dubai and Sharjah. A massive fire has claimed 9 lives in Vivek Vihar area of the national capital. The Delhi Fire Services said they received information about the fire incident earlier this morning, following which 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The department informed that the fire was brought under control by 6:25 a.m. Talking to media, Fire Officer Mukesh Verma informed that the fire broke out on some floors of a four-story building. He said that during the rescue and fire extinguishing operations, 15 persons were rescued from the building. Mr. Verma informed that firefighting operation has now been concluded. The Indian Army contingent has departed to Cambodia for the second edition of India-Cambodia Bilateral Military Exercise or SINBACS 2. In a social media post, Additional Director General of Public Information of Indian Army said that the exercise is scheduled to be conducted at the Camp Basel from 4th to 17th of May this month. It added that the exercise will be conducted with focus on company-level joint training for conduct of operations in sub-conventional environment. The Ministry of Defence said that the primary objective of the exercise is to enhance interoperability, coordination and operational synergy between the contingents of India and Cambodia. Today is World Press Freedom Day. It serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favour of freedom of press and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Shaping a Future of Peace. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.